Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call this Baltimore Positive. We call the Maryland Crab Cake Tour a lot of spring fun. On Friday, we begin things at Costas this week. I will have the remnants of the Magic 8-Ball scratch-offs to give away. I think Roz is working me up some Back to the Futures for the future. Speaking of the future, we will be at the Beaumont next Wednesday. We will be at, and that is in Catonsville, of course. We will be at Cooper's North in Timonium on the 23rd, and then at Coco's Pub on the 30th. There's a rumor we're hitting Red Brick Station in White Marsh at some point in May, as well as some other new locations. This guy is back in the old location. He took a little respite last week. I thought all those home runs in Toronto to start the season, six of them, my neck still kind of hurt from that. Then they come home and they hit some more. I thought John Martin was going to have to run around to pay all these home run riches guys. Then all of a sudden, the bats go a little cold and the pitching's getting injured. And John, how are you? Happy spring. The Guardians haven't even gotten to Baltimore. That's so next week.
That is next week. That's right. It's early this year, but yeah. And those immortal worlds words. That's baseball. That's baseball, Ray. That's what happens. So that's
Yeah,
you
it
know what
happens
also
here too
happens?
much, though. It happens. You know, we need.
Here's something that doesn't happen often.
Okay, go ahead.
Breaking news: we have a progressive jackpot winner on Home Run Riches. Last year's version, we had one dangling prize left of over well over $100,000. And this morning, breaking news, I just have it right here. $136,810.
How does that even happen that it held over from last year? So that's a thing, right? Literally.
That's a thing. That's a thing. we're going back to the drawing board. Don't know if I want it to be a
But
regular
hold on,
thing.
that money just sits there and just like, all right, we'll roll it into next year. We'll just start the
People keep
year with a
buying it.
big. Okay, fair enough.
People keep buying the old tickets, so now that ticket is gone. The Home
Okay.
Run Riches bases loaded $5 fast play ticket is now over. A walk-off win. Hey, how about
100,
that? Work that in.
136 grand?
Yeah, in Fallston, beautiful Fallston, Maryland.
I love when we keep it local, keep it a community.
Yep. So, but that doesn't mean you can't play Home Run Riches walk-off winner. Our current 2025 version, where the progressive jackpot this morning is a little bit north of $55,000. So that'll grow until it's won, and then it gets reset at $40,000, and it progresses throughout the season. So we have a lot of fun with that. Yeah, we give away a little bit of money on opening day, but you know, it's kind of come back to normal, unfortunately.
We need the other team to have lousy pitching and we need better hitting. And I think that at
That
least
would be the
to start,
Guardians.
that would be the start of the season here. I was very worried about, you know, quite frankly, the sanctity of you and the Maryland Lottery of not going broke with all those home runs at the beginning. I'm like, if they hit this many, I hope you've accounted for all that. But it kind of like it's mellowed out a little bit. We're into baseball season. We get all sorts of things going on. We had a couple of huge jackpots 2 weeks ago when we got together. They both got hit kind of at the end of March. But the reset of the mega game is, you know, I see it everywhere. We're talking about it. I know some ads support that. You brought it up with me. My goodness, it feels like maybe Christmas or even at the end of last year, we sort of knew this was happening. I think April 5th was the kickoff, and the games change. And my wife needs to know about this because she plays jackpots.
I think people will eventually warm up to it. It's a an enhanced game. It still plays the same basic games, but we've tweaked some things in the background. We've adjusted some of the probabilities, the odds, so that it comes back a little bit, so more people can win larger prizes faster, more money, larger jackpots, faster wins. And that's really what we're counting on. So give you some reference point, because everyone chases the zillion dollar jackpot, but it trickles down. So for instance, last week, we'll say it that way, the old game, if you match the mega ball, if the only thing you match was the mega ball, you won $2. Now in the new game, you win $10.
Yeah, two doesn't
That's a
feel
difference.
like, yeah, two doesn't feel like I won. It just feels like, okay, you
It's a
know.
foul tip.
I mean, it's a nice thought to give me my $2 back, but,
So then we've incremented all those prize tiers, as we call them, up to the jackpot. So I'll give you old and new. Old game, I'd said you won $2, now you win 10. If you win one ball plus the mega ball, used to be $4, now 14. And it cascades throughout. Used to be 10 at the next level, now 20. Used to be 200, now 400. Used to be 500, now 1,000. So you see where we're going there? And those are minimums. because each and every play you have has a random multiplier, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10 times. So that's just a 2 times win. If you happen lucky enough to have a 10 times multiplier and used to win $10, you're not going to win $100. And of course, the price of the ticket went up from 2 to 5, but in that raise in the ticket price, we're now able to offer larger prizes all up and down the prize tier. And those jackpots will roll quicker than they used to. Right now, we're in the low 70s as we speak. But again, each and every time that will increment if there's not a winner. And really looking forward to that very, very first $5 Mega Millions jackpot win, hopefully in the future, hopefully in Maryland. And boy, we'll have some fun then, won't we?
Well, I would just say, like, I have the monopolies here and I have the whole series of tickets here. And anytime you step up, when I was a kid, I didn't know why this one's a dollar or five, but it's a math issue that if you get the $20 Monopoly ticket as opposed to the five, you can stand to win a bigger prize. That's the concept, right? I know I'm speaking just at a 100 level here, but when people say, how does it go from two to five? It is not dissimilar to the premise of we're just trying to win more money and make it more palatable than winning $2, which I just said. It's nice of you and all, but it sounds better when I win 10 or 20. Even when I win $10, when people win $10 when I give out these magic eight balls, as I hope they will do on Friday with the lucky badge at Costas, people get excited. They can do something with $10.
You mentioned Monopoly tickets, and thank you for that segue. Even if you have a non-winning ticket, Nestor, even if you don't win a cash prize, we encourage people to take those non-winning tickets, go to the My Lottery Rewards part of our website. And if you're not a member, you can certainly enroll. And we have second chance prizes. And our Monopoly tickets contribute now to a second chance prize. And once again, we have a rolling cash jackpot. Right now, as we speak, it's
Is
over
that a community chest?
$70,000.
Oh, I gotta ask. No. All right, no.
Well, I you know,
Don't
it
send me
could
to
be.
jail. Just don't send me
Yeah.
to jail.
Yep.
Don't send me
I
the electric bill right this month either. But that's another
No.
story altogether. So
No. That's could be
I
a
got a little topicality in here.
It
It's
is. It is.
Cindy.
Well, each city back in the day, right? This was about 20, 30 years ago, each city would brand their own Monopoly board.
Horse.
So that was always a lot of fun. That's a nice reset there on the brand.
I
But if you
bet
go to,
Harbor Place was like the boardwalk. I bet. I'm just saying.
you
I'm
know
gonna
what?
have to look the game up now.
I would know.
You got
I
me
would
thinking
know.
about it. Everybody loves Monopoly. So
Yeah.
there's a community chest is where I interrupted you of this jackpot that's rolling.
You go to mdlottery.com to get all the details, but we have various cash prizes and entry deadlines because we select second chance winners on a regular basis. Our next drawing, as we speak, is next month in the first week of May, where we provide another rolling cash jackpot winner. Back in March, our first rolling cash jackpot winner of over $130,000, and right now we're on pace to get close to that. We're over $70,000 now, so that's part of the fun too. Is even if it's not initially a non-winning ticket, you can get some second chance prizes out of it, and particularly cash.
All right, so and we can do Back to the Future if you want. I called it Back to School last week and we had Triple Lindy jokes here and whatnot. But before I even get to that, I went out to the website because I do go to mdlottery.com each and every week when I bring John Martin or Seth Elkin on. And I know John will be ducking me next week if the Guardians are going bad and the Orioles figure out their pitching. But, I saw this fast play thing and it kind of caught my attention because y'all are smart with your branding things and making me recognize things like movies like Back to the Future. But I didn't realize on the Fast Play that you have a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But more than that, and this, I like to think of myself as a writer and a wordsmith. When I might write Scrabble. Scrabble's like one of my all-time favorite games. My wife plays the Wordle thing online. We play the little five-letter thing. But like Scrabble. My wife's never played Scrabble. I've convinced her she'd be a great Scrabble player. But you have some cool branded things that, like, Scrabble gets my attention when I'm at Costas Friday to throw a couple bucks down because I like word games.
We do have some fun with that. Thank you for noticing. And again, the fast play ticket, for those people who aren't as familiar, they know what a scratch ticket is. You buy the ticket, it's on a little piece of cardboard, it's very colorful. You've got examples of them there, and you take a little coin or a scratcher or something,
Schmutz.
and the schmutz flies,
That's your
and
word.
hopefully you win a cash prize. Fast play is the same concept, same play style, but without the gray schmutz, without
I
the
gotta
having to
figure, what is
scratch.
it really called in the industry? For the people who print it, what do they call that silver coating? I don't know what is the word for it?
They call it a silver coating.
Okay, fair enough. Okay,
All
that's
right.
industry word.
So
I'm sorry.
without that, you still have the play style of, whether it's matching your number or like in Scrabble, have some letters and make a word. So yeah, those are fun. We pride ourselves in sitting down and coming up with ideas. We also liberally borrow, I'll use that term, borrow ideas from other states and jurisdictions around the great land who have done similar things. But yeah, we have a Willy Wonka ticket, we have a roulette ticket, Scrabble ticket. Of course, we have Monopoly tickets on Fast Play, the home run riches we've talked about. So yeah, we have a lot of fun throughout the season. We go to mdlottery.com and check out the Fast Play and various price points. If you'd like to put a buck or two on it, great. If you want to move up the price point ladder and spend a little bit more and get a potentially higher payout, a higher prize, you can do that as well.
John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He joins us mainly every week, but he did skip out on me last week and since last time we got together. So I told this story to Seth last week, and I want to tell it to you and let you expand it because I just did something that a young lady at the bar spoke to me about in Toronto. I was sitting in Toronto having a drink, and I got to talking to a Canadian young lady next to me about games and sports wagering and gambling and watching games and whatnot and the availability of games. And she said to me, just without knowing anything about you and me, or like the thing I do for the Maryland Lottery, not even knowing what I do for a living, she's like, I like playing scratch off lottery tickets better than sports wagering. And you know why? Because I like to play the game. I actually learn the game and I play the game, and it's fun for me to play the game. And I said to her, well, a lot of times I give these out like at Will Costas or Will Cocos, and people come say, how do I play the game? And I have to figure it out. When the Scrabble thing happens, like when that's the game for me, that brings me into saying, all right, I want to learn how to play the game. Because you don't have to learn how to play. You can just get your download MD Lottery, download the app, you have your little scanner, and you could say winner and you get balloons or non-winning ticket, enter into second chances. But people playing the games and the fun of the games, and sometimes it's sort of lost on me until I talk to someone trying to figure the games out when I give the tickets away and say, that really is the fun. That's part of the adventure of trying to win, is I would be attracted to Scrabble because I like putting words together.
Yeah, a lot of people enjoy the entertainment value of the game. So we have a very strong population that plays crossword and bingo because they tend to be a longer play experience. Bingo, matter of fact, we have the unique distinction. We have the best bingo scratch-off sales in the country. And I think a lot of that is the roots
Well, we're a
of
bingo state. I
yeah,
mean, you know,
absolutely.
my wife actually was sitting with me at Costas a couple weeks ago, and someone came in and talked about having gone to bingo the night before. And my wife's like, can you do bingo around here? I'm like, you're in Dundalk. You're like, come on, we could,
You're the
we're
epicenter.
this is a bingo state. Is, I don't think there's any question about that, right?
Yep. No,
That
that is
doesn't
a love.
shock me that you would say that, but people, I mean, bingo is a great long form. And I say this about eating ice cream cones. I get ice cream cones because I get to eat it for 12 minutes instead of like cookies or pie that I inhale. So people do feel that way about their gaming. And I think that goes without saying, but you got me interested in this. I'm going to play the Scrabble game and come back and report to you next week on how I do.
And again, people, like I say, enjoy bingo. They enjoy crosswords. You know why they really enjoy that, Nestor? Because every once in a while at bingo and crosswords, they can win significant prizes. MDLottery.com or winners stories. I got a couple I just need to share with you. One
All
is
right, go ahead. These are the happy stories.
a Montgomery County man bought a bonus bingo times 20 scratch off ticket and pays for his groceries or his convenience store items, has some money left in his wallet, says, okay, I'm going to buy this ticket. Not necessarily a big fan of the game or the ticket. He scratches the ticket, realizes, this looks interesting. Borrows an app from a family member and scans it and sees that, yes, in fact, he has won $500,000.
What? I thought you were going to say $500.
$500,000. And, being the wonderful guy that he is, he immediately thinks about, my goodness, I'm going to buy a home for my mother. Isn't that a sweet story?
I was singing B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O. You know what?
And
Bingo
not
was
only,
his name, oh, right?
and here's where the theme comes in. Okay, so the
Okay.
guy's going to buy it for his mother. I have another mother-son story in Nottingham. You talk about Dundalk being the epicenter
Whoa,
of
whoa, whoa,
bingo.
whoa, whoa! Not I lived in Nottingham, and there ain't no Nottingham. There's just a post. It's White Marsh.
Well, all right, be that as it
I'm
may.
or Perry Hall,
Be
but
that
okay.
as it may. Mother and son are doing a little maneuvering there in the house, moving some furniture around, doing some spring cleaning, and they move the couch and realize that there are five holiday scratch-off tickets behind the couch. You know, in the mayhem that is
What?
Christmas morning, they came across a five brand new holiday tickets. So,
All right, I don't believe this story, but go ahead, tell me more.
mom says to the son, go ahead, scratch them. We'll split whatever is there. So scratches off the first ticket. It's $6. Scratch second ticket, $15. Couple non-winners. Last ticket, bam, $50,000.
And it's not even Christmas.
Well, it is now.
It is now, I was going to say.
So it's undetermined if they actually found any fruitcake or
So,
cheese balls
hold on a
at
minute.
the
You're
same
the
time.
executive director of the Maryland Lottery, and we get together
Yes.
every couple months, and
Yes.
you're like looking for some body out there that might be holding on to their ticket, discussing it with financial advisors, or they just might be some jack wagon that left their ticket in the back of a couch. Like the story of it being in the jacket pocket in the spring or the winter or underneath the seat in the car. Like you've been in the lottery business
Oh,
long,
yeah.
you've heard them all. But
Oh,
like this isn't
absolutely.
even crazy that five scratch
No.
off tickets were just sitting there in the
No.
couch because of the mayhem of the holidays.
Yep. So you can see their photo behind a big check that says, we'll split it. And that is their $50,000 holiday luck doubler ticket, a boy and his mother. So
I
two
would go to the
themes here.
beach with that money and I would spend it on something fun. That's what I was
Well,
going to say.
here we are in the spring. Of course, Mother's Day is right around the corner. I just think, a boy's best friend is his mother. And if that rings true to you, that is the Norman Bates in the movie Psycho.
It's almost
So
Mother's Day. I was looking at that. I'm like, well, it's coming up a couple weeks from now.
coming up in May. So, and actually next week I will not be here. I will be with my mother in sunny Florida celebrating her
Watching the
90th.
Guardians and the Orioles without question. And, probably rooting against the Orioles because they're costing you a lot of money every time they hit home runs and the walls out. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He's got winner stories. We've got jackpots in all sorts of ways. We've got a new Mega Millions game. And listen, I'll table the Back to the Future thing and the DeLorean thing with you. 2 weeks from now, we'll reconvene. We'll split up the pot on this whole Guardians, Orioles mayhem we have next week. Hey, I'm just worried about the season going off the off the rails. You're like, we need more pitching here. As a guy who's done this for 34 years now, Oriole baseball, it's more fun when they win. It really is more fun when they win for me.
You know, we've said this before. The intertwining of Baltimore and Cleveland is well documented. But I think if you look at them right now, they are the same team split in two different cities.
Can we put them together and get one winner? I'm just
I
asking.
don't think
We
so.
tried that back in 95 and it didn't go so well for you guys. So, have a great week. It's good to see you. I promise not to harass Seth too much next week, in your absence when the Guardians come to town here and we renew the Baltimore, Cleveland, Baltimore and Ohio. We shared a railroad at one point. We can all get along here, So I appreciate that. And thanks for the words on the Mega Millions. But Back to the Future is the new game. I want to make sure we're talking about that as well. I will have the Magic 8-Balls. What is remaining? And this has been a really lucky batch. We've had a lot of winners. I have a handful left. We're going to be at Costas, and then we're back out on the road. Beaumont next Wednesday. We'll be at Cooper's on the 23rd, and then the 30th of the month at Coco's. I'm looking forward to the 30th. Senator McCray is going to be joining me, and Jamie Costello, first time since his retirement. He's not retired. He's Costelloing stories. And I had Mark Viviano join me last week at Fadley. So it's been a great, great week around here for a lot of content, lots of things going on. We have an NFL draft ahead. We have Luke at the ballpark. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.